K-Rock 955, Tom and Loggy. Hey, real soon we're going to see the return of one of our favourite TV shows, Channel 9's The Voice.
Do it properly.
This is The Voice.
Thank you.
That's not The Voice.
You are not The Voice.
No, I can guarantee that. But a lady who knows all about it is Delta Goodrum. She's returning for season 9 and she's on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning. That was beautiful. I mean, if I don't say much here for that, I don't know why I'd be there anymore on that show.
Oh, bless you, Delta. Thank you so much. You're so wonderful. Do you know, you and I have done a little bit here in Geelong, and you've been to Geelong a few times, but last time you were here, I believe, we were in Westfield together.
And
you did a bit of a sing-song, myself and our previous co-host. And I tell you what, we'd never met before, but you gave me the most genuine hug that anybody has ever given me. And
Delta.
Now people ask, oh, what's Delta like? She just gives the best hugs in the business, mate.
Well, I definitely won't be hugging everybody at the moment in the world, that's for sure. My hugs would be redundant
now. Right. Yeah, sorry, I didn't even think of that.
This is the thing, though, Delta, is that when you're nice to Tom and you're a celebrity, then he'll call you his best friend. And he's done it to Conrad Sewell all this sort of stuff.
Lies.
So you are now Tom's new best friend, and he's been chatting. He's just been so excited for this chat, Delta. So sorry to do that to you.
No. Tom and I spoke about it before. He is my, my bestie. So I was looking forward to coming on the show and being like, hey, Tom, what's up?
The smile on his dial, Delta.
Hey, we should probably talk about the show.
Yeah. We should get into the show. The Voice this year, amazingly, season 9, and you're back on, Delta. What is it?
Yeah.
Obviously, we've recorded some of it, but because now COVID-19 and social distancing's in place, what's going to change on The Voice this year?
Well, I mean, everything. I think when we've filmed half of it, and I know that they're just checking in with all the regulations and making sure that safety is everyone's first priority, and it's going to be a different show. But we like every field, in everybody's world, we all just have to adapt and find a new place which is safe and still productive and something that we can make even more special. We have to keep evolving, and this time I keep laughing at the thought that it's going to be only probably me and Guy. I'm going to laugh at the singer will finish and it'll be like this one clap that happens.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh, yeah. Amazing.
Well, of course, because that was going to be my next thing. I guess the chairs are going to be more spaced apart and you'll be flipping from, turning on the other side of the room. But Boy George is back and Kelly Rowlands, and obviously they're overseas and unable to make their way back into Australia.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly how we're going to roll out, because obviously it's always changing every moment for everybody. So I don't know exactly where it's going to land. But, listen, I'll be there. I'm always there. 9 years later, I'm still there.
Yeah.
And I'll be sitting there in my chair. And I will the one thing I can tell you what I know is that there's some really special all-stars that came back. That was a real, for me, has been a highlight already. And there's definitely, I go into this show every season and I think to myself, I wonder what this season's going to bring. And this one's the same. I don't know what this next when we start filming, but I do know that, everyone will be kind of a part of it. And I think they're going to fall in love with the artists that we found, some really open, transparent artists. It was really beautiful. So I'm looking forward to people sort of seeing that. It's going to be great.
Yeah, we can't wait either. Now, last week as well, speaking of what's going on at the moment, you released a brand new song and it's tied in with COVID-19.
I don't know if it's tied in. This song I wrote a little while ago, but it's definitely the tie-in is that each week I've been singing from my living room on my socials on Instagram and Facebook and all of them. And that kind of, it's for some reason it started to be, it was a bit of an anchor for me each week, because it was once a week on a Thursday. Anybody could ask me whatever they want me to sing, and we'd sort of sing from home. And it was funny because I'm terrible with technology, right? If something's come out, I am learning how to use my phone.
Nice.
and the first week I did it was like blurry and you couldn't see anything on Instagram. And I'm there like singing songs and I'm thinking, oh, this is great. Then I watched it back. I was like, what happened? What did I do?
Yeah.
Anyway, so each week it's been doing that. So I figured it would be the perfect place to sort of you know, to start releasing the new music from the new album. You know, obviously I had different plans like everybody, but I figured this is where we are. Let's just organically, you know, I'm going to play my song on my, on where people are coming each week and where we're connecting. So that's kind of how it came about.
Okay? Yeah. Oh, you're so good, Delta, because you keep, you've been keeping up spirits through this whole COVID thing. Also, Let It Rain in aid of bushfire relief was amazing as well. So we thank you for that.
And The Voice will be back this Sunday night, 7:30 p.m. on 9 and 9 Now. Cannot wait to see Delta and the whole crew do their thing. Thank you for your time this morning, Delta.
Thanks, guys.